it looks good on you.
You are born with a grace.
The gift, it looks good on you.
That grace is your gift.
The gift, it looks good on you.
It's a divine enablement.
The gift, it looks good on you.
If you work your grace, the grace will work for you. Company, teach the lesson.
The systems of the world, we try to take your confidence.
Yes, they will.
For these systems were
designed
to make you doubt what heaven says.
Don't you doubt.
The systems of the world,
these systems
try to take your confidence.
Yes, they will.
For these systems were
designed
to make you sit down on your gift.
Don't you let.
But the gift God gave to you,
this gift,
give it back to him.
Offer it up.
When he sees it operating,
yes,
it's a compliment to him.
Give him glory.
For the gift God gave to you,
this gift,
give it back to him.
Offer it up.
For the gift, it will make room.
Uh-huh.
Position for bringing it to you. The gift, it looks good on you.
Your gift,
it looks good on you.
Looking good.
The gift, it looks good.
Your gift.
It looks good.
Yeah.
The gift, it looks good on you.
Work your grace.
It looks good on you.
My gift works for me.
The gift, it looks good.
Yeah.
And you wear it well.
And you're wearing your gift well.
God has graced
you.
And you wear it.
All right, close it up now. You wear it. Works for you.
It looks good.
Tell somebody, just be you.
The gift, it looks good on you.
Uh-huh.
It looks good on you.
Can't be a better you than you. And you wear.
And you wear it well.
God has graced you.
God has graced you. And
come on, let's take it up.
Motivational Monday with yours truly. Who am I? Pastor Kenneth Bonnet, all the way from the beautiful city of Memphis, Tennessee. God bless you wherever you are. We want to welcome you to our program this evening. Hopefully something that we say today, this evening, will enlighten you, will encourage you, will build you up in your faith in God. We want to welcome all of our area codes today calling in. God bless all of you from the 440 area, from the 901 area, from the 718 area. God bless each of you. Amen. And we're sure some more are calling in a little bit later. Amen. We just want you to enjoy the program. Amen. And before we jump right on into a few things, I think Missionary Ken is on the line with us on this evening. I'm going to ask him to offer up a word of prayer, and we're going to move forward.
Amen. Well, Lord Jesus, we ask you right now that you take the wheel of this here program, that you, Lord Jesus, just touch each and every heart, each and every life, especially that soul who is nearest to hell, Lord Jesus. Help them to reel up the white flag surrender, saying, I yield, knowing that your word said, Lord Jesus, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So let this day be their day, Lord Jesus. Let them get in contact with us so we can rejoice with them in newfound joy, Lord Jesus. And then for the team of the Success Radio Network, we ask a special blessing, do pray, Lord Jesus, so they can keep on keeping on for you, Lord Jesus, whether mental, spiritual, physical, or financial, Lord Jesus. And then for your children, we ask the same blessing and do pray, Lord Jesus, so they can keep on keeping on for you. And then, Lord Jesus, for those dealing with COVID-19, first of all, the family and friends of those who've lost someone due to COVID-19, we ask you to comfort them with your Holy Spirit as only you can, Lord Jesus. And then, Lord Jesus, for those dealing with COVID-19 as we speak, we ask you to raise them up out of the bed of affliction as only you can. And then, Lord Jesus, with situations like George Floyd and many other wicked situations just like that, that we read about in the newspaper, hear about on the television set or the radio set, Lord Jesus, or wherever we may hear about it, Lord Jesus, you got mail. Because we need to learn to love our neighbor as ourselves. In so doing, we'd be loving the omnipresent neighbor who is you. Now, Lord Jesus, we turn this program into your hands and your keeping, for it's in your name we pray and ask. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Once again, welcome to the program. A lot of times people tune in to the program and they hear the word Christian and they hear the word church or the word God. And because there's so many different affirmations, there's so many different points of views, teaching, philosophies, and so on and so forth. Let this pastor, let this preacher be clear as to what he believes and what he teaches concerning the Bible. This is what we call the statement of faith. I am an ordained elder of the Church of God in Christ, and our principle of our statement of faith is this. We believe the Bible to be the inspired and only infallible written word of God. We believe that there is only one God, eternally existed in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We believe in the blessed hope, which is the rapture of the Church of God, which is in Christ at his return. We believe that the only means of being cleansed from sin is through repentance and faith in the precious blood of Jesus Christ. We believe that the regeneration by the Holy Ghost is absolutely essential for personal salvation. We believe that the redemption work of Christ on the cross provides healing for the human body and answer to the believer's prayer. We believe that the baptism of the Holy Spirit, according to Acts 2:4, is given to believers who ask for him. We believe in the sanctifying power of the Holy Spirit, by whose indwelling the Christian or believer is enabled to live a holy and separate life in this present world. Amen. And that's what we stand for as a church. But here's some more information about the church.
What is the church? Is the church a building? Is the church a pastor? or the staff? Is the church the music, the tradition, or the ministries? These are all good things, but they are not the church. Take them away, and the church is still here. Why? Because you are still here. The church is you. The church is you with a purpose. The church is you on a mission. The church is you with a plan. A simple plan to plug into God at a weekend service, to charge up in a small group community, to live out using your gifts and passions, and to pass on your faith to those who do not know Christ. When you and I live like this, all the things we used to do in church become things we do as the church. God desires it. The world needs it. And we are called to be it. What is the church? The church is you.
The favor of God stops your being manipulated by the circumstances. People say, well, under the circumstances, so-and-so. Well, what are you doing under the circumstances? With the favor of God, you're supposed to be on top of the circumstances. Stop being manipulated by circumstances. Stop worrying about the unknown. Some of you are young, and you're worried about the unknown. Stop it. If you have favor with God, it will be well with you. It will be well with your children. It will be well with all you put your hands to, because the favor of God is already in the future, working out the future. Things you don't even know are about to happen. God has already straightened them out in your behalf, because you and you and you are favored of God.
You are favored of God. I want you to touch yourself wherever you are, whether you're driving in your car, use your free hand and put it on your chest and say, I am favored of God. I know it sounds a little boasting and may even sound to some like it almost borderline prideful, but it's none of that. It is to encourage you that one of the benefits of being a child of God is being favored by God. How can we say that? But God so loved that he gave his only son. That means God looked all the sins that I was going to commit in my life, and he said, you know what, Kenneth, I'm going to put your sin under my blood. I'm going to die for you. The wages of sin is death, but because I love you and want to stay in relationship with you, I want to die for you. So therefore, God favored me. Guess what, though? He didn't die for me alone. He died for you, too. So therefore, you can boldly make the statement that you are favored of God. So go ahead, encourage yourself this evening and say it. Bind the hand of the devil that's been talking down on you all week long, all weekend long. Bind all the lying tongues that called you outside of your name. You are a child of God. I read it in the Bible. It's somewhere in there. I know I read it because I read it for my one self. I'm going to let you find it. But there's a scripture that says, you are a royal priesthood, a chosen generation. Talking about us. Now, is that a favor? I don't know what is. So God favored us Even so much that long before we was the glimmer of thought in our grandparents' eyes, he died for us. And he penned those words on paper so that we would know that we are loved. One of the greatest things to know is that you are loved. In this world, there's so much cruelty sometimes. There's so much uncertainties at times. Sometimes relationships are up and down. And it is a blessing to know, without a shadow of doubt, through your good and your bad, your ups and your downs, your morning breath, your best smelling self, that God loves you. Isn't that wonderful? Brother Charles, it's an outstanding thing to know without a doubt, no ifs, ands, and buts about it, that Almighty God is concerned about you. In so much that he said in his word that the very hairs on your head are numbered. Now, somebody might be bald-headed. I don't know. But you got facial hair. You got them peach fuzz somewhere going around your chin. He knows all of it. That's how favored we are.
Yes.
That is something.
Yes,
that
Pastor.
Is an outstanding thing to know that you are loved. I mean, when you get up in the morning and know that somebody is there loving you, you may wake up as a bachelor in an empty house with nobody but you, but God is right there with you. Now, isn't that awesome? That is an awesome thing. You may be in a relationship or a marriage, and things may not be going well, but isn't it wonderful to know that whether it's your fault or their fault, that someone is working to bring that thing together for you, to help mend the difference? That's a wonderful thing to know, that somebody favors you to help you in your shortcomings. Let me just speak for myself then. I'm glad God looks over me and helps me in my shortcomings, because I don't always get it right. I don't always dot my I's, cross my T's. I don't always use capital letters when I should. I may use lowercase letters. I may misspell some stuff. I may mispronounce some things, but he yet still loves me. And that's the attitude that we got to have about Almighty God, that I'm favored of God. It's so good to me that I got to play this for our ears one more time, because I wanted to sink down in your spirit and understand that this is a season of rejoicing. This is the reason why we want to celebrate the Christmas season. It is not Chris, it is Christ. Chris stopped at the S. But there's a T there. It is Christmas. Amen, somebody. Ah, Lord, thank you, Jesus.
The favor of God stops your being manipulated by the circumstances. People say, well, under the circumstances, so-and-so. Well, what are you doing under the circumstances? With the favor of God, you're supposed to be on top of the circumstances. Stop being manipulated by circumstances. Stop worrying about the unknown. Some of you are young and you're worried about the unknown. Stop it. If you have favor with God, it will be well with you. It will be well with your children. It will be well with all you put your hands to, because the favor of God is already in the future, working out the future. Things you don't even know are about to happen. God has already straightened them out in your behalf, because you and you and you are favored of God.
Hello, I'm Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang.
And I'm Emily Barnum.
And we're Blind Trucking of Ashtabula, Ohio.
Keep your hands on the wheel.
And your eyes on the road.
And we support this program.
Here on the Six Eyes
Radio Network.
All right, all right. Brother Six, God bless you to the program on this evening. How you doing, sir? Oh, we lost. Brother Six dropped off there. He'll call back in. All right, we'll just wait on him to call back in. Well, we want to welcome everyone to the program. If you, we're going into what I call testimony service. And it is our opportunity to say something that good that God has done for us. It is not an opportunity to complain about this, that, or the other. But it is an opportunity where we get to say God for. And so I just love testimony service because I grew up with it. In the old Church of God, when we came up and we had testimony service, the kids would all get up, and we would get up and we'd say, give it honor to God who is the head of my life, thanking God for saving me, delivering me, setting me free, filling me with the precious gift of the Holy Spirit. And then we would give a testimony of something God did, whether he helped us with our grades, our tests, our school, our sports, things around the house. We would just, as kids, we would tell those testimonies. And we would look for testimony service because it was our turn to say something in church. Amen. As a little kid. So I remember that, Missionary Ken, being able to get up and just say, I want to thank God that I made a B this time instead of a C in my math. Or, you know, and we would give testimonies and share those testimonies. And then after service, we'd be talking about different things. We talk about the grown-ups. Testimonies and all that stuff. Did you hear what so-and-so said? And it was encouraging. It's good when you hear good news that God is blessing, to know that God is still in the blessing business, to know that God is still in the healing business, because somebody might have been sick for a long time. Amen. I'm reminded, and we're going into it just a moment, I'm just reminded of the woman who had the issue of blood for 12 years. The Bible says that there was a ruler that had came to Christ and asked him, would he come and heal his daughter who was near death at home? Her condition was so bad off, she could not travel to Jesus. So the father went and got Jesus and pleaded with Jesus to come and heal her. And upon the request, Jesus said, I go. But there had been people who had been coming around the crowd as he was walking through the street looking for a miracle, trying to be healed or trying to hear a word. But there was one woman that day that had heard the miracles, done some things, and the Bible said that she had went to many positions and she never got better. She had spent all her money, and she was still in that same condition of having a constant bleeding. And when you are constant bleeding, that leaves you in a weakened state. But this day, she heard that Jesus was coming near her. And she made up in her mind and in her heart that if she could just touch the little tassels at the hem, at the bottom of his garment, if she could just get that connected to him, she had made in her mind that her healing was in the place where Jesus was and connected to what was connected to him. That's the importance of a Holy Ghost sanctified filled church. And she made up in her mind. And knowing that it was illegal, according to their custom, for her to be out in the general public because she was considered unclean. And she will make others that come in contact with her ceremonial unclean. That means they couldn't go into the temple to worship for a period of time after they have washed. And so, down on her knees, crawling through the crowd, pressed her way just to touch his hem. And when she touched him, the Bible says, instantly, because her faith was made up at the house. And when she left her house, her faith was in action. Faith without works is dead. True faith is moving towards what you are believing. And she moved towards Jesus. And when she got there, just squeezing through the crowd on her knees to touch him, the Bible said virtue came from him. Virtue was that power, that divinity power that changes life. Flowed from him. And he knew. But for the crowd's sake, he said out loud, who touched me? Now, here's why he said it out loud. Because he could have kept on going. He could have turned to the woman and said, be thou whole. He could have just spoke directly to her. But he did this publicly for a reason. He said, who touched me? And his disciples said, Master, he's not touching you. What you mean, who touching you? We can't get down the street without somebody touching you. He said, no, I'm not talking about that type of touch. See, some people go to church, they come back home, they feel the same. That's because you didn't get that touch. Oh, I'm going to leave that right there because I preach right there. Because you went for the wrong reason. She made up in her mind before she left house. She was going, and she refused not to go back home without that encounter. Amen, somebody. Just like you dialed in on this program this evening, you need to be seeking for a touch from him. The capital H-I-M, who is the Son of the living God, Jesus. You need his touch. Glory to God. I'm just a conduit that's allowing that anointing just to flow through. But yet he said, who touched me? And the disciples say, everybody touching you. I mean, what you mean? And the woman, knowing that she received that healing, she stole the blessing. She stole her blessing. She snatched her blessing. She grabbed her blessing. She demanded her blessing. By any means necessary, she got her healing because she had been suffering too long. Some of us have been suffering for a long time. You got to make up in your mind that you are tired of being sick and tired, and you're going to have to touch Jesus. You're going to have to touch God. You're going to have to get your healing. The word already declared that by his stripes you are healed. So you're going to have to make up in your mind that you want what God has for you. Make it up in your mind. Make it up in your heart that you're going to get what God got for you. And you're not going to be denied what God has for you. When you decide that you're going to have what God has for you, it is for you. And so she stands up and she confesses, I touch you. And the testimony service started right there. And so the man that he was traveling with, the ruler, this distinguished gentleman that he was in company with. He was able to experience what the disciples had been seeing all along, miracles, signs, and wonders. And the woman confessed that for 12 years, and the word 12 echoed in his head because his daughter was 12 years old. And so he paid attention to her as she testified her condition. And it moved Christ to tell her it was her faith that made her whole. And he sent her on her way. And so rejoicing, because now she can go back and be with her family and be with her loved ones and be with those. She can go after she washed and changed her garment. Now she can go back into the temple and worship with the others. So now her life can get back on track, as you would say.
Amen.
And so here it is. Immediately after that, they're walking a little bit more, and the ruler, his servant comes and tells him, "Master, sir, don't trouble the Lord no more. Don't trouble the master no more. Your daughter is dead. Ain't no sense of bringing him here. She's dead." And Jesus hears their statement. And he realized they have a little ways to go to travel to get to the man's house, and yet they have come from their distance to tell him it's too late. And a lot of times in life we think that it's too late for us. We think that we're too old. We think that our time has passed us by. And we're on this journey with Christ, but we feel like my best days are gone. My best days are behind me. There's really no hope for me. I'm just gonna do a little dab and you're just going through the motions. You're not really enjoying the experience. You're not understanding the favor of God today, Lord. But yet, Christ looks at this man, and he gives him this simple instruction. And then the man is broken because now his daughter's dead, and he probably had to spend money himself, getting physician after physician, and maybe at this point he's feeling like a failure as a father because now his daughter is dead, and he was moved too late. He moved too late. What worse feeling? There's no worse feeling to feel like that your slowfulness caused the life or caused the success or caused the health of someone. I can imagine the heavy burden of grief about to overtake him. And the comforting words of Christ says, only believe. Oh, God, thank you. And he probably looked back at Christ and said, huh? And he repeated the same words to him, only believe. And I can imagine the rest of the conversation that's not recorded, but I can imagine Jesus getting a little closer to him and whispering in his ear, I heard what they said, but later on I'm going to tell some folks that I am the resurrection and the life. And if you can just only believe, I'm going to show you something that you've never seen before. And that's the type of faith we got to have in God, that even though your situation may seem to be dead, that he is the resurrection. He is life. It is he who hath made us and not we ourselves. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. What happened in the beginning? In the beginning, God. And God said, let there be, and there was. So all it takes is a spoken word from God to change our circumstances and our situations. All it takes is just one word from the living Savior to speak into our life, to make everything different and change us in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye.
Yeah.
My God, today, all it takes is a word. Hallelujah. All it takes is just one word. That's why you got to hold on to your faith in God. Only believe in the Word of God. Oh, that's why you got to know the Word, because you got to know what it says for you. You got to know what it says about you. Some of us are missing some things in life because we don't understand they're part of our benefit factor package. They're part of the perks of being a royal child of the King, an obedient child of the King, a faithful child of the King, a loving child of the King.
All right.
If you delight yourself in me, I grant you the desires of your heart. But you got to delight. That means you got to take joy. You got to take happiness in Jesus. He said, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you can ask what you will.
All right.
But we don't want to stand on that truth. We don't want to stand on that truth. But it's there, and it's there for us. That's why we're favored of God. And God, Christ walked with this man back to his home, and you can see the journey. He said to him, he said, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. In other words, Lord, I know that you've done some wonderful things, but just help me right here, because I don't know if you want to do that for me. I don't know if that's available for me. I don't doubt that you can do it, but will you do it for me? And that's why testimony service is so important, because if he done it for others, he's able to do it for me. Glory to God. And so when he gets to the man's house, he is suffering important. You got all the mourners there that's sitting there crying, about the death of the girl, sitting there whining. They already started with the tears, already started with the crying. And so the atmosphere was sad. You stay in your house with a sadness, and think joy going to come in. Sometimes you got to do what Christ did. Christ put them out of the house. Y'all got to go. You got to get out of the house. Why? Because I'm about to change this atmosphere, and your sadness ain't part of the equation. You can't have sadness and expect a miracle, but you got to have anticipation and joy and believe that God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that you can ask or even think. And the Bible records that he goes into the room with the young girl, just him and the father, and he takes her by the hand, and he speaks some words, and she sits up. She comes up out of that death. Some of our children have got caught up in drugs, alcoholism, and we got to know how to get them to Jesus, because Jesus is able to come right into the room where they are. You may not know where your child is this evening. Your child may be an adult, full grown. You may not know where they are right now. You may not know what they're doing right now, but God knows.
Okay.
And God is able to visit that loved one. It may not be your child, maybe your cousin, maybe your friend, but it may be somebody close to you that's sitting in a room ready to die. But your prayers for that individual can make the difference. The prayers of the righteous avail as much. That's why we got to have faith in God, because he's able to do it. that child was brought back to life. And the only thing the father had to do, only thing her daddy, her earthly daddy had to do was believe.
Amen.
Believe in Christ as the resurrection. You and I today, he is the resurrection and the life. He has done what no other man can do. There have been many religious leaders across the ages, many philosophers and good speakers and good oracles, but none have died and went into the grave and didn't stay and got back to you victory. Only Christ came back from the grave and is still alive with all power of life and death, so that you and I can enjoy life, because his promise was the thief comes but to steal, kill, and destroy. But I come that you may have life, have it more abundantly. Christ wants you to enjoy life. Yes, you're going to have some hard days. Yes, you're going to have some difficult situations. Yes, there are going to be some sad times. But sadness don't mean your joy is dead. When you're hurting inside because of the loss of a loved one, because of their passing or their sickness, that doesn't mean the sadness is supposed to stay on you. The joy of the Lord is your strength. The peace of God surpasses all understanding. It gives you the strength to focus on your purpose from being. Why it is that you exist. Glory to God. Glory, 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 glory. Somebody made me preach before my time. But
all right.
That's all right. That's all right. I'm so glad that you pushed me there. I'm so glad that you needed to hear something right here, right now. I'm so glad I needed to hear something right here, right now. Glory to God. And I'm so thankful. Now we're going into testimony service. We give nobody glory but God for the things he, God, has longed. Now my little song that I sang is simple words. It says, I believe I testify while I have a chance. I believe I testify while I have a chance. For I may not have a chance anymore. Fight while I can, so I can spread the glory of God while I'm alive. Testimony service is now open. 3, 2, 1, somebody come and testify to the
All
glory
right.
of God. It's your turn.
Well, this is Brother Charles here. Just want to thank God for everything he's doing and continue to do for me. I made the woke list, so that's a plus. Got me to this point right here. Procrastination seemed to be gone away, hasn't showed up again. So more focused now than ever. So thank the Lord. Amen.
Amen, amen. Now, to all of our listeners, I haven't opened up the lines. If you would like to give a testimony, just press 1 on your dial, and we'll open up your mic, give you opportunity to give a testimony, even if you just like to say hello.
Amen. I want to testify while the other folks are getting their mind ready to testify. Just want to thank God, as Sick said, for getting me on the woke list this morning. He didn't have to, but he did it anyway. Just like he didn't have to save me, but he did it anyway. And I just want to thank God that, I mean, I didn't deserve it, but he did it anyway. And that's all I can say is thank you, Jesus.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus. I'm so glad he saved me, too. Amen. All right. All right. I got your line open there. Last numbers, 47 from the area code 440. God bless you this evening. You have a testimony.
Hello, Daddy.
Hey, Sister Emily. How you doing?
Trying to be good today and not get myself in any hot water with nobody.
That's all right. That's all right. I'm opening up your line 278. Amen. Come on, Emily, with your testimony. Somebody else coming right behind you.
Well, it's like this. I thank God for saving me. I thank him for waking me up this morning. I also thank God that yesterday, even though when I was up there helping my mom pack her stuff up when she was supposed to come home this morning sometime today and didn't, God kept my big mouth shut when somebody up there lit my fire.
Okay. That sounds like some self-control being applied. Amen. Some temperance. Amen. Little fruit of the spirit being in operation for you.
I also had to ask God to shut my mouth this morning when I was ready to call up there and say something that wasn't nice.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank God for the spirit of quietness.
Oh, he had to keep me quiet because as hot as I was earlier now, I wasn't nice, and even Missionary King can tell you, I wasn't being very nice earlier. Huh? Was I, Jenny?
Well, we're glad that you have Missionary King there with you to pray for you. Amen. Amen. I have another caller from 404, last 278. God bless you. How you doing this evening?
Absolutely wonderful. Thank you. Good afternoon. Good evening, everyone. Thank you. Amen. Thank you. Well, God bless all of you. I'm just thankful for
beautiful.
Hello. Can I give my testimony?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. You know they're going to, you know, you are a celebrity around here. So everybody wants to speak to you. So, you know, you have to, you know, you got to do like celebrities. You know, you have your Miss America wave and you have to pause in between your comments. Amen. When you're a celebrity, you got to understand that they just,
amen,
in your company. Amen. So you have to pause here and there. When you say a few words, pause, because we are already celebrating what you said and you ain't finished. So
amen. Good afternoon, everyone.
Good evening.
I am just thankful and happy God chose me for my destiny, my path, my purpose, waking me up this morning. I'm thankful for the covering over my family, my radio family. I love each and every one of you. And I'm thankful to have you in my life. I'm thankful for God's covering over the roof over our head and protecting us and guiding us and enlightening us on his word each and every day. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Is there any other? Now, I didn't open up your lines because I don't see you press the one. Anybody else? Amen. Amen. Want to give you a chance to testify. Want to give you a chance. Hey, there we go. There go another one. All right. Who this be with the 9-6 number? All right, last two. Come on.
Mike, it was me. I'm on a cell phone tonight because we're trying to charge our other phone. So
just
wanted to praise the Lord.
How you doing?
Yeah. And I'm doing okay. I had a nice day. I went out and took a little walk and had a little fun going to the post office. So I just praise the Lord for the fact that I could still walk and use my wheelchair, and also praise the Lord that I lost the sweater on the road, but I found it. So that was also nice. Yeah.
Amen.
Some days happen like that. When you're walking with a wheelchair, you can easily drop something. So I was just so glad that I have this backpack that Emily gave me. And so Emily, I thank her for that because she was so nice. And I've been using it for mail and stuff. So I put the mail in there. And Kenny was blessed. He was able to get some medication he didn't think he was going to be able to have.
You think the sweater fits in the backpack?
Yeah.
Somebody saying something? Was that Brother Six?
I was just wondering, I mean, what kind of sweater is it? Does it fold? Can it fit in the backpack?
Actually, I had it on my body, but I laid it down on the wheelchair, and then it fell off, and I had gone over to Emily's, give her something that would belong to her that I somehow got when we were taking care of her pills, and somehow I managed to find this card that was very important and give it to her, and she was glad, so. Yeah, she's still looking for a place. I hope she finds something soon because I've been looking around trying to find her apartment.
Yeah, praying for sure.
So you didn't
even
know it was gone until after the fact. All right, that's how the Lord do sometimes. Sometimes we inadvertently misplace certain things, but God is there to help us in our absence. You know. Sometimes we can be a little, it's not something we've done on purpose, but it was something that we just wasn't aware of in our action. Amen. Not that we were trying to be careless. Sometimes stuff just happens. What they say, it just happens. Amen.
I just thank God I got it back.
Amen.
That's the blessing. Go ahead,
won't get lost. Yeah, so two suggestions so your sweater won't get lost. You can do a tight secure around your neck or your waist.
Yeah.
That way it's
anywhere.
And see there? And we want to say a prayer for the people of Kentucky. And everyone that's experienced the tornadoes, we're praying for, a safe rebuild, and we're praying for the victims and sending prayer and comfort, to the families, that lost loved ones. So from the Six Eyes Radio Network, we're praying for strength and comfort at this difficult time. Thank you. Now back to you.
Amen.
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 Do you guys mind if I give an old testimony of something that happened years ago, and I want to thank the Lord for it now because you mentioned a tornado. I went through a tornado here in Ashtabula. And I actually had to take care of my grandfather, and he needed me to cut up the limbs from that tornado. So I praise the Lord that we lived through the tornado. I saw that funnel cloud, and my neighbor actually saw it go right in her yard. And a whole tree fell on a baby and killed the baby. So I just pray the Lord that I'm still alive.
Amen. Well, thank God.
So that was an old testimony, but I thought I'd throw it in for fun.
Amen.
Amen.
Now everybody go on mute.
That storm came right by here, Brother Six. Our sirens, we have the tornado sirens here stayed going off, but God had gave me such a peace when they was announcing the storm that it was going to be. I said, it's going to go by us, so I ain't worrying about it. And, literally kind of right where I am. So, and it was several miles away from where I am, like it shifted over, but a couple blocks over, and it went on past, it went on to Arkansas there and to Kentucky, went right on that way. And as I told you before, the part of, I stay in the county of Memphis, so which is the Shelby County part, not the inner city part, so I'm really just right down the street from Mississippi, and just drive up the road to Arkansas literally in minutes. So we're on the corner of Tennessee. And that it went on by us. The wind came through and did its thing and blew everything everywhere. But we have rainstorms here worse than that all the time. So it went right on by, and I was thankful because my wife got up. She said, "Honey, you hear that?" I said, "Baby, it's going to be all right. The Lord done gave me peace." And I literally laid back down and went back to sleep.
You know, I was in the house earlier today. Can I do from earlier?
Go ahead.
Here we go. Honey, it's just dark out here. I don't know. The wind is blowing, and I'm scared. I don't know what's going on, but it's real dark outside, you know. What are we going to do?
And of course, dear, you don't have to worry. Voice a little heavier. God is in control, and everything be all right. You know, you got faith, don't you?
Yes.
And everything will be all right.
And what thing?
And I had to stop it right there.
One day he's going to get his program on Netflix, and the whole world going to know who Six is.
I claim
Amen.
It. I claim it. Thank you. Thank
you. Well, he's got a lot of talent, I'll tell you that, guys.
Well, he definitely does. Amen. Amen. I'm a
player. Hey, you guys heard of a song? I got a song. You guys ever heard of the Master of the Wind?
And could I ask a real quick question there, Pastor Bonnet?
Okay.
Was that my favorite big brother out there?
This is Clyde. How you doing?
All right, see, babe.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he is very talented, though.
He tells me to be good on the air. He's over here being funny.
He's not here today, but he said happy holidays from the, six eyes.
Amen. Amen. Let's get back to the program.
Amen.
Y'all heard the producer.
Let's leave all of that to the end. Amen.
Hey, Princess.
Well, I heard Dalton earlier.
Everything is all good, and I won't complain even if I could.
I'm waiting right here for my blessing. Amen. I want to encourage you to wait right there for your blessing. It's amazing how the children of Israel, when they was coming out of Egypt and they was at the Red Sea, they had Pharaoh's army behind them and the Red Sea before them. And as they began to panic and thinking that it was all over, Moses said to them, stand still and see. Sometimes we got to stand still. That's that quiet time. Something I was saying to Sister Emily earlier when she said Lord had to hush her mouth. Sometimes we got to stand still and just let God do him for us. Amen. Let him defend us. Let him fight our battles. Let him defeat our enemies. Amen. Weeks ago, we talked about how the Lord told us to pray for our enemies, to love them, and to feed them. Amen. And so we got some working to do. But they were told to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And as they was crossing the sea, they was able to walk through on dry ground. And that same sea that they walked through closed behind them, trapping all of Pharaoh's army behind them, destroying their enemies that pursued them. You don't have to worry about pursuing you. God will catch them in the flood. Amen. So don't worry about it. I want you to go to your Bibles today and let us take a moment and just look at something. And I was going to do something different, but since the Lord touched my heart earlier to go there, I want just to remind us, to remind all of us, the right atmosphere or the right spirit that we're supposed to have. So in your Bibles, hopefully you have your Bibles. And if you don't have your Bibles and you have your so-called smartphone, there should be a Bible app on there that you downloaded earlier that you've been reading your Bible from time to time, so that every now and then while you're sticking your face in Facebook and other social media, you can stop and put your face in the book of faith, which is the Holy Bible. Amen. Let's go to Galatians chapter 5. A very familiar passage for those of us that have gone to church on any particular regular basis. That phrase we love to say as preachers, a familiar passage. But it's not familiar if they haven't gone to church or studied their word. So to those of you that's been reading your Bible from time to time, this should be a familiar passage. We're in the book of Galatians, that's the New Testament, chapter 5. I want you to find the 22nd verse of chapter 5, and I'm giving you time, and I brought my own amen, so I'm good. Dalton, I'm good. Amen, brother. I'm good. Yeah, I'm good. All right, Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. And the word of the Lord reads as follows. But, that's a conjunction, okay? So we're going to go back and look at some of that previous stuff in a moment. But let's continue to read. It said, but the fruit, not fruit, singular, of the Spirit is. That Spirit is not a lowercase s. It's a capital S, so it indicates to us it's not talking about demonic spirits. It's not talking about your yoga spirit. It's talking about the Holy Spirit. So we're clear on what is being spoken of here. It is the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit. But the fruit of the Spirit is, not was, not will be, not should be, but is. I said to us a little while ago that the Lord is. Problem is God was. And the problem we're having today is because he was with us, or we was with him, and we have moved. We were trusting him, and we're not trusting him. Now we're in trouble. So the Lord is. So when we get up in the morning, our mind should be stayed on Jesus. There's an old song said, I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. It goes on to say, I'm walking and talking with my mind stayed on Jesus. And I'm singing and I'm praying with my mind stayed on Jesus. So the Lord is. So this text says to us, the fruit of the Spirit is. This is the understanding that God is omnipotent. He is omniscient. And I mean, he's right here, right now. He's omnipresent. He's here, there, everywhere at the same time. He is everywhere. So the Lord is. So what you need and what I need may be two different things, but he is what you need and he is what I need. But so that we don't think God is some weird stuff, for as his character, fruit, when you think about an apple, say an apple a day, keep the doctor away because it has vitamin A, has nutrients to help the body stay healthy. When we think about oranges, we think about overcoming scurvy, that's the bending of the bone on them long sea voyages. So the orange has vitamin C in it. It also helps keep your immune system up. When we think about cramps in your legs, and you think about potassium, well, that's in our bananas. So when we think about fruit, we think about its attributes, or another word would be its benefit. So when we're talking about the Spirit of God, the Spirit of God has benefit that applies to our life, to our heart, and our desire to be more like him. So if I'm to resemble my daddy, then there's some things that I must do that's similar to what he does, the way that he does, so that when you see what I'm doing, it reflects him. So the fruit of the Spirit is, number one, love. The Bible says perfect love casts out fear. because fear has torment. But the love of God provides comfort and peace. And so, number one off the bat, same fruit. These are not nine different fruits. These are the nine different benefits of the one fruit, which is the Spirit of God. Kicks off with a big dose of love. So if you say you have the Spirit of God and you don't love people, then you don't have the Spirit of God. Brother Bob, you can't say that, man. You can't say that. Yes, I can. Because these are attributes that says that they reflect him. And we'll go back and read the previous ones, and we'll see why I can make that statement. Don't mean that we don't need to work on our love, because we may still be picking and choosing who we love. Oh, I know I done got in trouble there, but that's all right. We still pick and choose. We should not pick and choose, but we do. Tell the whole truth, saying the devil. Let us stay saved, sanctified, and in the church. Let us be the church. Tell the whole truth. So the first attribute many of us have to work on is love, because it's the fruit. Now, when we eat fruits and vegetables, it is to add to our bodies nutrients to keep the body healthy. So these fruits, this spiritual fruit, add nutrients to our spirit man, our spirit person, so that our spirit being will be what? Healthy. Okay? No point of us being saved and spiritually sick or spiritually malnutrition. So, here is our vitamin. The fruit of the Spirit is love, number one. Number two, joy. He goes from love to joy next because there's no reason for us to ever stay sad. If you are sad right now, you need the fruit of the Spirit. Your answer to your sadness is a dose of the Spirit. Now, we read in Matthew that if you being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that what? Not beg. Ask. It's so simple. It's so simple, but yet we make it hard. I know we do. Let me keep moving. So, he gives me joy because he gave me love. So because he gave me love, I can enjoy my life, even though I still may have some bills that need to be paid, even though I may have some health challenges that I need to overcome. Even though there may be some difficulties with my career, my life at the current moment, I still can be filled with joy. Then he gives peace. You all heard me say Jehovah Shalom. That's the peace of God. That peace of God surpasses understanding. That peace of God make it so that what you need are being, your needs are being met. So God give me peace to know that he put me on this journey. And so long as I stay the course, he's going to give me what I need to finish the journey. How do I know? Matthew 6 and 33, seek first the kingdom of heaven and all its righteousness, and all these things shall be added. So if I'm on this journey that Christ gave me, and I stay on the journey, that's the condition now. I stay on the journey. Some of us like to stop and park somewhere and go to sleep. No, we're on the clock. Life is but a moment, a vapor. Here today, gone today. I was going to say tomorrow. But sometimes life is just that short. It's here today, gone today. There have been people that have been fully healthy, got up that morning. That afternoon, they were gone. So, once again, the fruit, singular, Holy Spirit, is love, joy, peace. Here's the one I say ouch to, not that I don't have it, it's just that when I have to go through it, it's an ouch, and that's long-suffering. As believers of Christ, we must be able to go through some things. We should not be so to the point that when hard times come, we want to quit the church, quit Christ, and go somewhere else. We want to go and find the witch worker, and I need you to tell me my fortune. I don't know what the Lord is saying. No, none of that foolishness. That's the devil. That's of the devil. All that stuff is designed to make you renounce who God is in your life. So we must be able to endure hardship as a good soldier. So that's long suffering. Some of our suffering are longer than others. Let me give an example. No disrespect to those who I'm about to point out. It's the example of long suffering. My aunt, a couple years back, about 2 years back, I think, they had called me, and she was going through some things, and her sight had went out. Brother Charles, you remember this. And I began to pray for her. And she got on the prayer line, and they testified that her sight returned. Well, Missionary Ken and Brother Charles, who have both been totally blind for a long period of time, they say, okay, Lord, you healed her. Why not me? And so long suffering has a different way of interacting with our life, but God gives us grace to endure the thing that we're suffering. So Ken and Charles are not fighting blindness now, because it has become part of grace of God in their life. And so when you allow your conflict to become the grace in your life, that means it no longer torments you. You have done what the Apostle Paul has said. He said, I learned how to be abased. I learned how to be abound. I learned how to be with and without. Whatever state I find myself in, I learn to be there content. Why? Because knowing that this is the will of God for my life in this moment or this season. Because if it was meant to be this or that, then it would be. So long suffering, that word suffer is what you allow, what you endure. Am I helping somebody? I hope so. Then it goes to gentleness. Gentleness. You ever had an egg experience where they made you treat the egg like a baby, draw a face on it, carry it around, you couldn't drop it, you couldn't do nothing, and you had to be delicate with it, you had to be gentle with it because it represented self. You couldn't crack it, you couldn't drop it, you had to ensure, and you had to carry it, and here was the key, you had to carry it everywhere you go. You had to carry the PE, you had to carry the math class, you had to carry it. The assignment was to carry it and take care of it. Carry it home, carry it on your bus, carry it on your walk home, bring it back to class. You had to carry it over the weekend, and you couldn't drop it and get another egg and draw a new face on it. Y'all, you couldn't draw a new face on it. It's the same one. It's the same one. Nah. No, it's not. So gentleness is being able to carry things with a minus touch. It's how you approach circumstances, situations daily. Gentleness. Then it says goodness. Goodness deals with honesty. You went to the grocery store and you paid for your food with a $20 bill and your change was supposed to be about $2 or $3 back, but somehow or another the cashier gave you $13. You don't say, ooh, the Lord done blessed me with $10. No, you've been tested in your goodness. Why? Because the cashier has to give an account for the amount of money in that till. They made a mistake. For whatever reason, however, they made a mistake. So them giving you too much money back is not a blessing from the Lord. That's not you operating in goodness. Your test was to say, excuse me, you gave me too much money back. Now, I've done that so many times, I can't tell you how many. The cashiers be in a rush, and I said, oh, slow down. You know, you don't want to lose your job for mismanaging these people's money. You know, sometimes they get in a rush, and they put the wrong bill in the wrong slot. And not paying attention, give away the wrong money. That's why when I was a manager in retail, when I used to check their cash draws, I used to tell them, between your customers, I need your money facing upward. Huh? And they usually wonder why I made them face their money up. I say, because if you pay attention to the money, you won't mess up the money. I need your draw to be organized. I don't want to see somebody pay you with a bunch of change. Don't drop it to the side. No, separate that change into different slots. That's what they're there for. Goodness is how you handle from the other point. It's how you handle other people's stuff. You want to handle their stuff as if it was your stuff. That's goodness. Faith. If God said it, do you trust it? Do you believe it? Pastor Calhoun said this, and it is a trend. I've heard others say it now. The problem with believers today is they don't believe. My lesson earlier, he had to say to the man, he said, only believe. What? Only believe. You just need to only believe. So faith is believe. Now, he said only believe, but here's something that took place that the verbiage is not there unless you read all of it. And that is they kept going to the house. He had to read the whole story. He said only believe. The guy couldn't just believe and stand there. No, he had to believe and keep walking with Jesus till they got back to the house. That is faith. Faith is believing Christ and continual with Christ. Amen, somebody. All right. We got two more. Meekness, it deals with your response to things done to you. Yeah, I know she need to be told, but it's not your turn to tell it. Meekness is how you respond to actions done towards you. Just because they talk to you crazy don't mean because you know how to use a few choice words, you're supposed to tell them your favorite slangs. All right, Brother Charles. You got to be nice when they're being messy. Meekness. Here's one thing for us men. Being meek don't mean you're weak. I'm helping us men. For us to have a soft answer don't mean I'm soft. It don't mean I'm a pushover. Because at the end of the day, I still know how to swear your job. But when you allow the spirit of meekness to operate in you, it knows how, I'm talking about meekness, meekness know how to turn violence away. Meekness know how, the Bible said, a wise man foreseeth evil and hideth himself. Don't mean he's weak. It means he's not going to get into stuff that he's not going to go into a temporary situation for a permanent outcome. And that's what happens when we are too quick in our actions. The devil tricks us into making permanent decisions for temporary situations. Because a person cussing me out and going off on me, they can't do that if I'm just quiet, they ain't arguing with me no more. They may be arguing at me. They may be yelling at me. But they ain't doing it with me. Why? Because one thing that cannot be mistaken and misinterpreted is quietness. See, when you saying stuff and they saying stuff, they can say you said this, that, and the other. And it may be nothing what you said. But if you quiet, they can't misinterpret that. Meekness is not a weakness. It's actually a strength. So listen, exercise your Fifth Amendment. Be quiet. All right, let me go on. Temperance. That's many times we are thermometers, but all the time we should be thermostats. See, if the situation is hot and heated, and I'm a thermometer, that's what I'm going to show. That's what I'm going to tell. That's what I'm going to be. That's what I'm going to do. But if I'm a thermostat and the temperature is too hot, I know how to cool it down. If it's too cold, I know how to heat it up some. Being a thermostat is learning how to balance the conversation for peace. Temperance. Then it says, against such there is no law. There is N-O mean no, none, zero, void. That means in this world, there's natural law. He says when you're operating under love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, against them, there is no law. That means there's nothing to prohibit them from operating. There's nothing to hinder them from succeeding. Our success is based and focused on whether or not we operate in these benefits that the fruit of the Spirit offers. Consume it. You have to consume it. Why? Because if you don't consume it, go back up. Go back up to verse 19. He said, now the works of the flesh are manifest, not the works of the devil. Sometimes we think it's the devil, but he said the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these. This list is long. I think it's 14 of them, if memory serves me right. We did a breakdown on these where we broke these and define what these really are. But adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, sedition, heresies, envious, murderous, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. I want to go back to the first beginning of that. Now the works of the flesh. That means in my flesh is no good thing. It's not going to inherit the kingdom of God when it's operating any form or fashion of those listed. But when I'm operating or living by the fruit of the Spirit, there's no law. That means there's nothing to hinder kingdom of God operating in my life. That's here on earth now. Because it's our job to promote the atmosphere of heaven here on earth. So when we are in right standing, we are to demonstrate the culture of heaven on earth as the children of the Most High. So when people see us, they need to see people who's living in heaven, even though they're on earth. That's why you can't stay sad. So the joy of the Lord is your strength, because heaven has been brought down to you. Hey, I love you with the love of Christ. This is my message for today. I'm going to stop now and give some opportunities. We got about 13 more minutes before the program is over for the evening. And perhaps there's someone that has a comment, have a question. So I want to open up the mics here and give you all opportunity to comment. Did you enjoy it? First of all, enjoy the conversation this evening.
Well, it was a good message, Pastor Bonnet, and also that temperance is also in reference to self-control.
Amen. It is.
There's a lot of us that can practice that. Because, I mean, you know, like with the bad habits of, like, overeating, et cetera, it's a that's where we need to have self-restraint. Amen.
Amen. I like that. Good point, Missionary Ken. Thank you, man of God. Great observation on that. Amen.
Pastor, thanks for the buffet. Brother Charles, thanks for the buffet. Great nuggets, and I'm taking home a doggy bag. And download it and listen to it again when I go to sleep. Amen.
Amen. And the wonderful thing about it is we can always go back to Galatians 5 and 22 and read it again and reinforce the word in our mind. The Bible says, faith comes by hearing the word of God. So sometimes you have to keep allowing the word to resound in your hearing, in your ears. You have to allow that to happen. Amen?
Amen. And one of the other fruits there that it said, the second fruit there, or second part of the fruit, second vitamin, as you pointed out, was joy. Well, I'll give us a little joy by asking a real quick humorous question. What is the heaviest part of a fish?
Its head?
Nope.
I don't know. The gift is belly.
Nope, the scales.
That's a pun. I got you. That's good. You got to know fish to understand that one. That's it. That's all right. Heaviest part of a fish. I give you that, Ken. I give you that one. Anyone else have any questions about Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 tonight? Or any comments? Missionary Ken made a great observation. Brother Six is taking home a doggy bag. All of y'all lines are open. Anyone else? Anyone else? And I want y'all to understand the reason why I'm asking for you all's takeaways and responses. It doesn't excite me to try to prove that I can preach or minister. But what compels me to minister is the fact that I am my brother's keeper. And it is my charge to encourage you and to build you. But every good teacher to allow you to pass a test to show whether or not the information stuck. So when I ask for y'all takeaways, it doesn't matter whether it's one small point or the whole gambit. It is important that you value the Word of God to the point that when you hear it, you cherish it, because you don't know how far it's going to carry you and when you're going to need it. Of a truth, something I said tonight may be the very thing that caused some of y'all to receive either healing or financial increase in your life in the next 30 days. The Word of God is so powerful in our lives that when it comes with purpose. The Bible tells us to recognize the time of visitation. So when you hear a message that you know the Spirit of the Lord is in it, grab it. Grab it. Why? Because you don't know whether it's going to be for you or somebody you're going to come in contact with. But it has purpose. So you got to grab it. What I encourage you all to do. It's not to put you on the spot. So I bind that spirit there. Not to put you on the spot. There's no big eyes, little U's in this conversation. We're all King's kids. That's why we started the program out with, you are favored of God. You're already precious in his sight. So, if you believe that I'm a man of God and I have spoken the words of God for your life, receive it. And don't let it go until it's time. All right? Anyone else tonight? Now, all the lines are open. Everybody's line open. Do you have any questions? There's no dumb questions about the message tonight. Do you have a comment about the message tonight? Anybody
hey,
else?
Dad?
Yes, ma'am?
I got to agree with Brother Six, sir. I'm definitely taking a doggy bag.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, that was a pizza with everything on it, and that was a fantastic one.
So the rule, we're gonna need you to talk into the phone.
Oh yeah, I'm on my cell phone, and some people can't even hear me on my cell phone.
Yeah, but you were so far back on that one. You literally sound like that person that was heckling in the crowd, way in the back. I'm finna ask Six. Six, where's your security? We got a heckler in the crowd.
Oh my.
Well, if those two are taking home a doggy bag, they never better not bark.
Oh,
that
my
is
God.
It.
But it sounded like she was meowing. That's what it sounded like. I don't know if that's what she did.
Meow. Yeah, that's for her cat. Emily's cat likes my meow. Meow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it just happens to be the cat's here, so I figured I'd just smell it.
Yeah.
Ruthie, please don't get him going after my feet again.
Y'all give a lot of material. That's all I can say. Now I see.
Yeah, he's a good buddy. He's a good buddy. You know, he's had talent for you, and so does all these other people.
Well,
but I asked you guys a question, and you didn't answer.
You say you have a question?
Someone called, I know the master of the wind. Because I was talking about being through a tornado, and a friend of mine used to sing that. We used to travel around Asheville County singing. He passed away now. He had a friend with Debbie Green, and she also preached. And she and I used to sing a song called, I Know the Master of the Wind. I just wanted to use that song.
Something going on with your phone. You literally were going in and out, and out.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
In short, Pastor Bonnet, she was talking about a song called The Master of the Winds. Have you ever heard of that song?
I'm not certain. Master of the Wind. No, who?
It's a gospel song.
Okay.
I mean, I would sing it, but if it's not going to come clear, I probably won't cry. Kenny, I don't know if you know that song, Kenny.
Don't sing tonight. Wait till you get a better phone. You know, you can surprise this lady when you get a better phone. Amen.
Yeah, but you got a good talent, buddy. And I tell you right now, we're going to have to start that piano lesson soon because I got my keyboard and I'm getting ready to sit down on it. So I want to get back.
All right.
I had a young girl, 15, I taught, and she went all the way up to the pre-virtual also level. So you got a chance to be a professional piano player when we're done.
Well, we got 1 minute left of the program. We want our founder, Brother Six, to come and share how our listeners can add to their cell phones or their mobile devices or tablets the Six Eyes Radio Network. Come on, Six, and close us out.
Thank you. So we want to thank you again. You just enjoyed Motivational Monday with Pastor Kenneth Bonnet. We want to thank you for that great message. Please, I encourage you to download it and download it to your phone, and you can have Pastor Bonnet on Tuesday, on Wednesday, on Thursday, on Saturday, on Sunday, not just Monday. To join the podcast, all you have to do is go to your podcast section on your phone and type in Six Eyes, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, space radio, R-A-D-I-O. And when you press search, the first thing you'll see is Motivational Monday. That's the show we're listening to right now. So at the top right corner, you want to press subscribe, and you'll have all the Six Eyes Radio episodes on demand whenever you want it. The Six Eyes Radio Network appreciates you. Happy holiday. We want to pray for, again, the families of the Kentucky tornado. I want to pray for the lives lost, praying for strength and comfort for the families. And just thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We definitely send our prayers. This is a season of giving. Let's be kind to one another. Let's give patience. Let's give love. This is a season of giving. Let's give, for God gave to us. Hey, we love you with the love of Christ. Love on your family while you have them. You never know when they're going to go. Love them while you can. Amen. God bless all of you. This has been the Six Lives Motivational Monday with yours truly. Until next time, God bless you and God keep you. Amen. Good night. Good night. Good night.
Have a nice evening.